Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Chav Dalid, and we're holding on the third line from the top of the Omid, where it says, Oyim made al gabi kelim, al gabi behema, al gabi ragli chaveiroi pasul. I'm sure, as all of you have noted, we are getting very, very close to the end of the Mishnah at the beginning of our parak. We start the beginning of our parak on daf Tes Vov on the days. We had a long list of Kehanim that are not able to do the Avoida, and if they do the Avoida, they passel the Avoida. And now we're getting close to the end of the list. We have a person, a Kohen, who instead of just standing on the floor of the Azorah, he's standing on top of Kelim, on top of Behema, on top of Ragli Chaveiroi, and he's doing the Avoida. All of that is possible. Frankly, how do we know that it's possible? The Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel Hoyle, the Ritzpah Mikudeshes, Ukrei Shores Mikudoshim. The Ritzpah has a Kedusha. How do I know the Ritzpah has a Kedusha? The Gemara is going to bring in another few lines that when David and Melech went and put together the blueprint for the Beis HaMikdash, he was Mekadish the Azora b'shtei toidois u b'shir shel pigoyim, like we learned back in Masechet Shavuos. And therefore, since he was Mekadish the Azora, it's not just the walls of the Azora, but also the floor of the Azora had Kedusha. And the Klishoris in the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash had Kedusha. The Klishoris had Kedusha because they were Moishach them b'shem and HaMishcha, v'yimshochem v'yikadish oisam. And therefore we make a mamatzino makli shoris lehei dove choytis beinoy levein kli shoris, just like a kli shoris, which are kedusha. There should not be a chatzitza between the kohen who's doing the avoida and between the kelim themselves. Now, how do I know that there's not supposed to be a chatzitza? So Rashi says because it says by the kabbalas adam the lokach ha kohen. Now we know we're talking about a kohen because the name kohen appears before in previous psukim. So this Veloka HaKoyin is coming to tell you that the Koyin has to do it Bi'atz Moishel Koyin. Although, of course, the blood is being received inside a receptacle, inside the Mizrak. However, Veloka HaKoyin, the Koyin should go and take it with his hands, as opposed to any chatzitza. He shouldn't be wearing gloves or anything else. There'd be a chatzitza between his hands and the klisharis. So therefore, just like klisharis, they dover choytzitz, bein other ben klisharis. Afritzba, which also has kedusha because of David HaMelech, they dover choytzitz, bein other ben haritzba. And therefore, if he's standing on top thing, no good. Now the question is, why does the Mishnah have to enumerate three separate cases: kelim, behema, and ragli chaveiroi? So it's more tzricha. The Ashmin and Kli, if we just say the Aloch of Kalim, Mishum Dlav Mino, the Basaninu, I would say that that's a real Chatzitza, because after all, he's supposed to stand on the Ritzvah, and he's standing on a Kli. No, it's a Chatzitza. It's not a Min Basar. Our Behema, the Min, the Basar, who, Eimaloi. However, since a Behema, if he was standing on a Behema, I would say that perhaps the Behema should be considered an extension of the Koyin's body, because this is Basar, and he's a Basar Vedam. Of course, this is a Bsar Behema, this is a Bsar Adam, but at least there's some sort of commonality, so maybe this would not be considered a Chatzitza. V'yash mina Behema, the Lord mina the Adamu. That's a total, it's Chabahema. Ava Chabeir the Adamu, a Moloi. So if he's standing on somebody else's foot, and presumably with the other person's knowledge and permission, and therefore since it's a fellow individual, a fellow person, maybe this wouldn't be considered to be a Chatzitza. It would be considered to be Min B'minoi, and Loi Chaitit. That's why the Mishnah has to tell you all three of them, loizu avzu. Not only in the case of Kalim, not only in the case of Behem, but even Agli Chaveiroi, it would also be considered to be a Chatzitza.
You could say that if it's Agli Chaveiroi, it's possible for him like Hoshkein.
No, for Shetzer, that's why you find often in the Mishnah is loizu avzu. Not only in the case of Kalim. I would think, oh, that's a Chatzitza. But maybe Behem is, no. Avzu, even a behemah. Aye, maybe a behemah, but maybe Adam, that would be okay, because after all, it's the same Basar Adam, Kamash Mulan, that all three cases, the Mishnah is going kind of slowly. It's leading the way. Not only this case, but even this case. And not only this case, but even this case. All of these cases are possible. The Mishnah, of course, does not tell the case about a person who's standing on his own foot. In other words, if a person is... Why does it need to?
It says you have to stand, so clearly it's standing.
Go stand.
Yeah, the question is, if a person wants to stand one foot, the right foot on top of the left on top of the right, since the Mishnah doesn't mention that, it would seem to mean that it would not be a chatzitza, and that would be permissible. Obviously, he has to be able to stand. If he's fallen down, then he'd have a problem because he has to be oymei v'shores, lamei v'shores. But if he's able to stand that way, it would work. You can, well, I mean, try it out. I mean, after the shear is over, everybody try it out for a few minutes and see how it goes. Anyway, bottom line is, Dr. Mishnah, those three cases are all the chatzitza, no good. Tzricha. Now, Tanya Blaza Oymer, Ragli Achas ala Kliva, Ragli Achas ala Ritzba. Ragli achas ala evet, v'ragli achas ala ritzba. What happens if one foot, in fact, is on a kli, but one foot is on the ritzba, on the floor of the azara? Or one is on an even, and one is on the ritzba of the azara? What's the locha now? Says the Brisa, says her blessed. Royin kol she'ilu yinotel hakli, v'tinochtel ha'even, yochel lamed al ragli achas v'yavoid, avidasa k'sheira. What you do is, what happens if you suddenly schlep out that kli and schlep out that evan? Would the person fall to the ground, or would he continue to be machzik ma'amad? He would continue to stand based on his other leg. If so, if he, in fact he continues to stand, avodasik sheder. Vimlav, however, if by schlepping it away he all of a sudden falls down, avodasik psula. In other words, you see where his real standing is. Is it standing on the ritzpa, or is it on that kli or that evan? If it's on the kli and the evan and you schlep it out, he falls down, is the chasimin that he was leaning on that? Then the halacha would be that it is possible. However, if his major standing was on the ritzpa, and he also had additional support from the evan or from the kli, this is gunish, and therefore avodasik sheh. You have this halacha nowadays as well, that for instance, if a person is davening Shemoneh Esrei, and he's davening, for instance, on a shtender l'mushul, and he's bending over, and he's leaning on that shtender. So it says in the halucha the same thing with Gabi Abima, when a person is getting an aliyah, or the balkore, that if they are supported by the bima, or by the shtender, or by the table, or whatever, so that if you would schlep it away, the person would fall to the ground, then that is not considered to be amida, and therefore by Shemoneh Esrei, he has not been oymed in Shemoneh Esrei. However, if you were to take it away, he would still be able to stand tall and strong, then it would be okay, it would not be possible. So you have the same concept there too. Boy Rabami, Nidalduho Evan the Omer Aleho Mahu. What happens in the Dalt? Now, what means in Dalt Evan? So Rashi says, parallel to Akimara, that in the Ritzpa, you had a whole bunch of marble tiles, and one of the tiles is in place, but it's not firmly in place. In other words, the cement or whatever that normally would keep it in place apparently has worn out, and so therefore, although this Evan is still among all the other Avonim on the floor of the Azara, however, it's Misnanea. It's moving, or it's shuckling. Oh, shuckling. Is the Dalgul Evan Omerleni standing on top of this Evan mouth? Says Imar. If it's not his plan, as well as the plan of the Gizbarim, whoever is in charge, if they don't intend reattaching it to the ground, presumably that means they're going to replace it and take it out, but they don't intend attaching it, it's no longer considered to be part of the Ritzba, and therefore, we just said, now you got to stand on the Ritzba, but he's not standing on the Ritzba, because they don't intend reattaching it. No, the Gibborim are going to take care of it. In fact, the contractor is coming tomorrow, and he's going to bring the cement and whatever you need to go and be mechaber it. It's just a question of time. It's going to be done. Just temporarily, it needs a fix, but don't worry about it. And therefore, it should be like a mechabrit, like part of the ritzba and its kusha. Or the vial, at the moment, temporarily, in Lamas, it's tolish. So maybe it's not considered mechubar, and therefore maybe I have a problem of he's not standing on the ritzba shasti avoida. That was one version of the shaila. Rabbi Zutti asked the same shaila, but a little bit differently. And he started again. Boy Rabami, Nekro Evan, the Omen Bibkoima. Instead of Nidalbloho Evan, what happens if the Evan was Neka? In other words, it was so broken, worn out, or whatever, that they went and uplifted it, they lifted it off its place. So now you have the full Ritzpo, which is beautifully tiled, except for one spot of Chwaisin, Amma Bainama, whatever the size was, which was empty. And presumably underneath it, there was soil or wood or whatever there was on the base, underneath all of the stones. And what did he do? He stood and did the avodah in that place, not on the ritzvah itself, but in that, Rashi says, like a guma, as if it was a hole. Not mamash a hole, but I mean that area where there was no evet. So this is the shaila, according to Rabbi Zutti, that Reb Ami asked. Zok yetz the Gemara, what's the shaila? Maika mebaile. Ki kodesh David ritzpe el yoyne kodesh oidilma ad aris to tohoyme kodesh. We said before, Rashi said, and now the Gemara is going into it a little bit, that David HaMelech, when he made the blueprints, he was mekadesh da zora, and like it says in Masechet Shavuos, he was mekadesh it b'shtei toidois, b'shir shel pegoyim, which means the yoyish b'shtei Yisrael yoyin. He did all of the requirements to go and be mekadesh the ritzpas huazar. So now the question is, it was only a superficial kedusha on the ritzpah itself, or was this a kedusha that went down to tohoyim? What a tohoyim means, all the way to the core of the earth, or at least to the bottom of the foundations of the Beis Mikdash. The bottom line is, the question is, how deep did this kedusha go? Ki kodesh David ritzpah el yoyin kodesh, and therefore, if he's not standing on the stones, but he's standing underneath where the stone would have appeared, or where the stone was previously, before it was uprooted, so there's no kedusha over there, because maybe only the superficial ritzpah, nothing lower. Or maybe he went below that, and therefore, regardless, any level that the person is standing on, as long as he's not standing on a kli, if he's standing on the floor, even if the floor has its problems, that there are some pieces of stone which have been removed, well, the mice, everything till down below is all kodesh, and therefore maybe the avodah was fine. Frating Mara, why does Rabbi Zutti say that that was Reb Ami Shaila, that Reb Ami is talking about that the person went and stood in a place where there was no Evan, and the Shaila is where the David HaMelech was Makadosh, just the superficial Ritzpah, or even down below? I have even a better way of codifying this Shaila. Tiboyle, why doesn't Reb Ami ask the following? Kol Azora Kula. Not just that one stone was removed. Marshall, all of the stones were removed. Perhaps they're repaving everything. They start from scratch. And therefore, the total reconstruction, renovation, and there is no ritzpa at all. What would be the halacha then? Can the kahanim continue doing the avodah? Do you say that the fact that the stones are removed, that the kedusha is no longer there, and you can't do the avodah? Or do you say, no, it was a kedusha ad tohoim, and therefore they can stand even if there are no stones there? Reb Ami Avada knew that the kedusha goes all the way down below, and therefore it makes no difference. Your stone, Nishka stone, the whole thing is paved. It's not paved. There are stones, not stones. Everything is kodesh, no problem. Ah, so what's a shailah? Coming by lay, a shailah was when every one of the stones is in place except for one. And this Koyin, what does he do? He stands dafka in the place where there was no stone. And as a result, he's doing that avoida there. The Shaila is, derech sheiris v'kach, is that the way you do sheiris? Pinked on that stone which has been removed, that's where he's standing. Oy ein derech sheiris v'kach, or do you say no? More teiku. In other words, if since the entire Azorah is properly paved with stones, pink that stone you should stand on, is that derech eretz? Is that a problem in doing it on that stone or not? So Gemara teiku tishbi
itatz. Probably said me malakim across the kasha. You have a brachos question whether you should down from a low place or a high place.
So that's why he wanted to do it that way.
Yeah. All
the stones of the Azorah, according to our Gemara, are all kodesh. Yeah. Rashi says in the middle, derech sheiris bekach, we have oirech ara, or mikri sheiris alai. Oirech ara, Rashi means, is it derech eretz? Is that the way you're supposed to do it? It's pasta shell. Everybody else is standing on top of the regular stones. This guy is an ipcha mestavra, and he has to go and dafka stand on the bottom where there is no stone.
Is that more kedusha whether it's lower or higher?
What do you mean?
Is that how maybe kedusha is more than looking at the world's creation? Is that more kedush further down? It's just, no, the kedusha, any difference? The kedusha is lower surface?
Well, that's the Gemara's shayla. Is it just the Ritzpa or Ad La'aretz Tohima? And the Gemara's poshet that it's Taka Ad La'aretz Tohima. It goes all the way down. Whether all the way down means Taka all the way to the core of the earth, I'm not sure that that's what the Gemara means. It could be the Gemara just means until the bottom of the foundation of the Beis Hamikdash, as far as they dug down to dig out the foundations.
Quite recently, the Waf, the old city, the whole controversy, they take out the stones they feel are Kedusha.
Uh-huh.
It's not even below surface, these stones.
And
also the time of Hordus, when they renovated it, this was a practical halacha, because parts of, at times probably before the Azura, I'm guessing, was being renovated as they renovated and expanded the Beis Hamikdash. This is a practical question,
right?
As far as that was concerned.
Okay, good. This is the final halach of the Mishnah back in Taf Tezayin, when we enumerated all of those that were psum la'avoida, and until now, all of those enumerated in the Mishnah, kol hazvachim shekiblu, daman, zar, v'oinenu, tfulyoyim, etc., all was possible. Now we get to kibul b'smoil, pasal reb shimon, I'm sorry, kibul b'smoil, pasal, reb shimon is machshir. If they were makabel, the moshul adam, and either kalim in the left hand instead of the right hand, machloikis, tanakama, reb shimon, whether it's kosher or apostle, and this is the final halacha in the Mishnah, tes vav amidbeis, the first Mishnah of our parak. Anyways, look at what Tanarabban. It says in the pasuk be'etzba. Now, be'etzba doesn't give you the full flavor, but we have the benefit of the beautiful Gemaras that were donated and sponsored and hosted by Inzratayat of Dubizel Zangizind, who Yom Valayla is concerned now about the Siyam Hashas, Miyat Hashem, the Kuruv. What does it say in number one, Ter Oresh Olin? V'lokach hakoyin midam achatos be'etzbo'oi, v'nosan al kanois mizbach hu oilo, v'ezdomo yishboich el yisoid mizbach hu oilo. Okay, so now notice it says the word be'etzbo'oi. Of the Mizbeach. Aha. Okay, so now when it says Be'etzboi, we're going to see in the Gemara shortly, based on a Gzeira Shava from here to a Posik by Hilchot Mitzoyra, so wherever it says the word Etzba, it means Yemin. For that matter, whenever it says the word Yad, it means Yemin. Now the question is, when it says over here, this be'etzbo'oi, what is it modifying? Is it going on the lokach haktoyim midam achatos? Is it going on the kabolas hadam? Is it going on the nosan al kanois mizbach o'ila? That the nesina has to be, this is now the zrika. Remember, when you're talking about a chatos, you don't have the standard classic zrika that you shoot the blood with the kli, but you have to go put it with the etzboi on each one of the four karnes on top of the mizbech. Anyway, so therefore that's, if you will, the zrika. So now the question is, what is the etzboi really modifying? Is it modifying the kabbalah sedam v'lokach hakoyin, and that you have to have the right finger, right as opposed to left? And, or, do you say that etzboi is going on in the sina, which is the zrika sedam, nosnal karnes and mizbach ha'oila, that that's got to be etzboi, and that's got to be with the right finger? Or do you say that this is referring to both? Is the etzboi modifying v'lokach? Is it modifying the benosa? And that's going to be the machloikis in our Gemara. We're going to first have two mandi omrim, and then on the omid beis we're going to have a third mandi omrim. It's tunarban. Although our Gemara says be'etzba, it really means be'etzbo'oi. And then right after that it says, right before that it says, v'lokach hakoy midam achat is be'etzbo'oi. V'lokach malamish loitei kabola ela b'yamin be'etzba. Since it says, I'm sorry, ela b'yamin. Since it says v'lokach, and then it says be'etzbo'oi, it tells you v'lokach, the lokach over here, v'lokach hakoy midam achat is referring to the kabolas hadam, that the kabolas hadam has to be done be'etzba, which is b'yamin, which we're going to learn from the Tzoyra a little bit further down. And then it also says be'etzboi v'nosan malamish loitei nesina ela b'yamin, that when you do the nesina sedam, in this case with the finger, in normal case with the zrika, it's also got b'yamin. So bottom line is, according to the Tanakama, this be'etzboi I'm learning both milfonov u'milachrov, on the first part of the pasuk on the kabbalah sedam, and on the second part of the pasuk on the nesina sedam, on the karnes and mizbeach, everything has to be be'etzboi, and because I'm learning etzba from mitzoyra, as we'll see a little bit later, therefore it's got to be b'yamin, both by the kabbalah as well as by the zrika, and that's why it says in our mishnah kibbel b'smoil, it's possible, because be'etzboi means it's got to be done b'yamin. Amar Reb Shimon, V'chinemra yad v'kabbalah. So does it say the word yad in this pasuk? And the Gemara will explain a little bit further down what does he mean by that. Elevetzboi v'nosan. Don't say the etzboi is going on the first part of the pasuk. It's going on the second part, on the nosan. Shleitin sina elabiyamin. Because the nesina has got to be biyamin. But as far as the Kabbalah Saddam is concerned, it doesn't say yad. And the way Reb Shimon is learning, it also doesn't say etzva, because that etzva is modifying the v'nosan, not going on the v'lokach. And therefore, you don't have to have a biyamin. The smoil is also kosher, and that's why it says in the Mishnah, "Kibul the smoil possible." Reb Shimon is machshir. Aha, Zokti Yumara and Hoyu Nemra Yad beKabbalah. Since Reb Shimon just got finished saying it doesn't say the word Yad by Kabbalah, but rather it says Beetzboi by the Venasan, Kibul the smoil is kosher. Therefore, Kabbalah the smoil is kosher. We're going to explain shortly what this means, but later, Reb Shimon. Zokti Yumara, Reb Shimon. Let's understand where Reb Shimon is coming from. He is like Zera Shava, Kile Nemra Yad beKabbalah my Haba. The less like Zera Shava, Ki Nemra Yad beKabbalah my Haba. What does Gemara mean? We have that Zera Shava that we just spoke about in Torah. What is this Zera Shava? The Zera Shava is from a pasuk in Metzayda. Now let's take just a quick look at Parshas Metzayda, where there are two psukim which appear, and That's the basis of the drashas that the Gemara is referring to now, mit the yamin and mit the smoil and the yad. Okay, so we have one pasuk which is talking about the metzayda himself. V'lokach ha-koyin midama asham. The koyin takes from the dama asham. As you know, metzayda brings three karbonos, a chatas, an oila, and an asham. And the requirement is that the koyin takes from the dama asham. V'nosan ha-koyin al. Tnuch oizen hamitayr hayimonis. He first puts it on the oizen hayimonis, the right one. Oizen, the right one. Val boyin yoda hayimonis, and now on the right finger. The boyin is the thumb, so it's got to be yimonis. Val boyin ragla yimonis, and also on the foot, it's got to be that finger, the largest toe, it's got to be also yimin. Okay? So that's one posse. And then you have another posse. Now the coin is supposed to go and take shemen in his hand. Again, the oizen hayimanis. Now this second posik would seem to be mostly superfluous. Because what did the coin do? After he took from the dama oshem and put it on the three spots, on the oizen hayimanis, the boyin yod hayimanis, the boyin ragle hayimanis, what did he do after that? Then he put shemen on each one of those three places. So it would have been enough to say, umiyasra shemen ashal ka'apa yitan akoyin al mekoyim dam ha'ashem. Why does it have to repeat? Again, he puts all the details, t'nechoizen hayimanis, aboyin yod hayimanis, ragle hayimanis. So I learned from this that everything has got to be, whatever you see in the Torah, an oizen, or you see a yad, or you see an etzba, everything has to be dafke yamin, 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 with no questions about it. Now this pasuk didn't mention the word etzba, and that's what Barry's bothered by. And therefore we have another pasuk. The tovel akoyin es etzboi hayimonis min hashemen asher kapi hasmolis. Here it's not referring to the metzoyda, it's referring to the koyin's own finger. And what does it say about that finger? The tovel akoyin es etzboi hayimonis. So therefore the Gemara says, I learned from that etzba, that wherever it says the word etzba, also it's got to be yamin. So I have now the pasuk by the oizen, yad, regel, as well as by the etzba, everything yamin, yamin, yamin. Therefore, now the Gemara says, how did Reb Shimon learn? If he does learn the gzeir shava, kili nemra yad bekabbala mayhava, even though Ataka didn't say yad, who cares? After all, it does say etzboi. And since it does say etzboi, let's go and learn etzba, etzba. From the betovel hakoines etzboi hayimonis. It's got to be yamin. And therefore, even the by Kabbalah Saddam, it should be a yamin. Why did Reb Shimon machshir bismal? The less the gzeir shavah, he doesn't believe in the gzeir shavah. Ki nemri yad b'kabbalah, even if it would say the word yad b'kabbalah. My Havu, what difference would it make? That yad could have been smoil. Who says it has to be dafki yamin? So why is Reb Shimon focusing on it doesn't say yad b'kabbalah? So Omer Yehuda Lo'olam less Gzeishav. He doesn't believe in Gzeishav. V'achikam, and therefore he's saying the following. V'chinemer Yad Yemin beKabbalah. Doesn't say Yad Yemin. It doesn't say Yad Yemin. Even though it says Etzpa, big deal. It doesn't have to be Yemin. I don't learn the Gzeir Shava. V'chayvul Enemer Yad Yemin beKabbalah. Give a smile discussion. That's why you can go in the Kabbalah with a smile. No problem. Once you're telling me that one, that he doesn't learn the Gzeir Shava, just like he doesn't learn the Gzeir Shava Lagabi the Kabbalah, he shouldn't learn the Gzeir Shava Lagabi the Nesina Saddam either. And therefore, just because it says Betzboi Benasan, why does Reb Shimon say, I agree Betzboi Benasan that it has to be Dafke B'yamin? He doesn't learn the Etzba Din of Gzeir Shava to tell you there has to be Dafke B'yamin. V'oid. I don't even understand the shaala. Of course, Reb Shimon learns Gzeir Shava. What Tanya Reb Shimon Omer? Kol Mokim Shenema Yad Ein El Yamin, Etzba Ein El Yamin. Why? Because he learns Gzeir Shava from the Psukim by a Mitzayra. So Lenta Nachiyah. So what is he saying that doesn't say Yad the Kabbalah? So it doesn't say Yad, but it says Etzboi. If it says Etzboi, Etzboi has got to be Yamin. Abadi does hold the Gzeir Shava. And Reb Shimon is saying the following. Yad b'kabbalah. It doesn't say the word Yad by Kabbalah. Yad b'kabbalah. Ela etzba. Be after the Kabbalah, be etzba. The smile is kosher. So the way Rav is learning Pshat is, if you will, balabatish. What means balabatish? To go into the Sina Saddam, the Sina Saddam by Karm Chatzis was Takib Etzboi. You did the Tvilasa Etzba, and then you put on each one of the four Karadis. However, over here, we're talking about not only the Nesina Saddam, we're talking about the Kabbalah. Kabbalah means the Mizrak in which you go and in Makabal the Dam from the animal that was just now Gishochfen. Is it possible to hold a ganze Mizrak with a finger, with an Etzba? That's impossible. If we're going to say Yad, okay, with one hand, with two hands, he holds on to the Mizrak. But once you're telling me that it's got to be Etzba, with an Etzba you can't go and hold up a Mizrak, and therefore it must be that this Etzba is going on the second half of the Pasuk, not on the first half of the Pasuk. So the first half of the Pasuk is Ikechosim in a Sefer, it should say V'lokach HaKoyin B'yad. If we would say B'yad, since Reb Shimon learns Gzeir Shava, I would say Yad means that it's got to be B'yamin. But it doesn't say Yad. It just says Etzboi. And the Etzboi is not referring to the Kabbalah Saddam, that's referring to the Nesina Saddam. So I'm left with a loch, if you will, in the middle, a hole. So therefore, that's why the Torah is telling you it could be either Yamin or Smol. There is no Hakpada, Nishka Yad, and Nishka Ka Etzba. Whatever you want, everything goes. So Nachbo. Give him a smile, is kosher. That's how a Rava learns Pshat in Reb Shimon. Homily of some of the Bereid of Ashi, the Rabbinim, after the Ovidle, Oizen Lesvas Mizrak, or Mekabel Bo. He said, no. You could even be Mekabel the Dam in a Mizrak with one finger. How? By going and making a hook or a handle. Just like if you want to go and hang up Kedem, sometimes they have a hole in a handle, so you can go and theoretically hang it up on the wall if you wish. You can go and make such an oizen, such an ear. He doesn't really mean an ear. He means a handle that has a hole in it. And if you have a handle with a hole in it, guess what? Then you could hold the entire kli with your finger. If you have a strong enough finger and you can endure the weight. So therefore, Zokter Rav Soma, that was a very weighty issue. So Rav Soma Vareid Rav Ashi said to Ravina, and therefore I could learn the pshat and the pasuk. How is he going to go and take a dead boy? He's going to do it in a kli that has such an oizen, has such a hole, and he's going to hold it that way. So it's not impossible. And therefore, Elamar Abaye, forget about that pshat of Rava. Rather, the real pshat is the mikra nishlafon of uli achav kamiflegi. How you darshim sukim, you darshim them lafon of uli achrov. Meaning, according to the Tanna Kama, when you have the word etzboi in the middle of the pasuk, I dash in both lefanov and the achrab to go and tell you, v'loka hakoyin midam achat is betzboi. Make sure the lekicha is betzboi, and etzba over here means yamin. So it's got to be yamin. If you do it as small as possible, and also says betzboi v'nosan al karnoi mizbach oila. Then I see that the Nesina Saddam also has to be be'etzba, and etzba means yamin. Therefore, it goes both lefanov ula. Achrav. While Reb Shimon says, no, that I learned that the etzpoi goes on the nasan, because Reb Shimon says when you have a word in between like this etzpoi, you're doirish la'achrav, you're not doirish lechonav, and therefore it's betzboi v'nasan. There is a hakpod in the Torah that the nesina has to be be'etzba, and the etzba should be yemen, yodosh benechmask. However, by v'lokach, since I don't dash in lechonav, I only dash in le'achrav, I have a hole, just as v'lokach hakoyim midam achatas. How do you do it? Any way you want. And therefore, if it would say yad, I would say tzimin. If it would say a second word betzboi, I would say tzimin. But since it doesn't say yad, it doesn't say etzba, it basically, it's up to you. You can do it this smile. There is no hakpada.
It's not hakpada.
Mashma, it makes no difference. Makes no difference. That's according to Rabban and Reb Shimon. And Amar Abaya, had Reb Lozer, Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon's son, Reb Lozer, Mafkimid Avua, he disagrees with his father, Mafkimid Rabban, he disagrees with the Rabbanan. Why? Because as we'll see in a moment, Reb Lozer, Reb Shimon says that when you have such a word sandwiched in the middle, not like the Rabbanan that you darsh in both Mafanav or Melachrav, and not like his father, Reb Shimon, that darshens Melachrav, he only darshens Melafanav. Where do we find this Reb Lozer, Reb Shimon? Decided. Reb Lozer, Reb Shimon, Ayim, it says in the Pasuk, Kol Mokim Shinemar, Etzba Bekabola, Shine Bekabola, Pasul. Benesina is kosher. Wherever you find an etzba that's written by the Kabbalah, if you're Mishan in the Kabbalah, it's possible. Benesina, it's kosher. Now, where do we find an etzba the Kabbalah? That's referring to the pasuk which we were just learning on the Amud Aleph, that you have the etzba in the middle, that when, how do I darshan that etzba in the middle? It says etzba bekabbalah. It says in the beginning of the pasuk, v'lokach ha'koyin midam achatz betzvoy. You don't have to turn to the Yom Adal because it's number two here in the Yom Adbeis. No problem. V'lokach ha'koyin midam achatz betzvoy. So this betzvoy is going on the v'lokach. V'lokach is referring to the Kabbalah Sadam. So kol mokim shenemar etzba bekabbalah. If it has etzba by the Kabbalah, by the v'lokach ha'koyin, shina bekabbalah, if you're going to go and change the Kabbalah, and instead of taking b'yamin, you're going to do it b'smile, be puzzled. However, benesina will be kosher. Because although it says etzboi in that pasuk, I'm only dashing it mufanav. I'm not dashing melachrav. Therefore, nesina would be kosher, even bismart. And I have another situation. Chomokim shenemer etzba benesina. If it says by etzba by nesina, where it's clear where the etzba is referring to nesina and not to the Kabbalah, shina benesina is possible. If you're going to be mishan and nesina, you're going to make it bismart will be possible. The Kabbalah will be kosher. Where do you find this second case that Reb Lozer, Reb Shimon is talking about? It's different from the next pasuk. Okay, so where do we have now the word etzva? The etzva is written after minasat al karnis mizbeach. That's already talking about the nesina. So if you're going to go and change in the nesina to etzva and do it not with the right one but with the left one, possible. But it says the etzba at the end of this pasuk. Maybe the etzba goes not only on the nasata al kandis hamizbeach. Maybe it goes on the first part of the pasuk as well. For the kachta midam hapar, the nasata al kandis hamizbeach beetzba echa. Maybe the etzba is modifying, is referring to both the lakachta, the Kabbalah, and the nesina. The kasav mikra nidish lefonav. I go and darsh on lefonav v'loy lefnei fonav, but not lefnei fonav. Meaning, he disagrees with his father, Reb Shimon. That Reb Shimon said that when it says Be'etzboi in that first pasuk, the pasuk that we had on the Amud Aleph, which is also number two here on the Amud Beis, what does it say in that pasuk? Be'etzboi is sandwiched between the Velokach, that's the Kabbalah, and between the Nesina. What did Reb Shimon say? Be'etzboi goes on the Venosan, on the Nesina. But the Kabbalah you can do any way you want, and that's why it says in the Mishnah, Kibul B'smoil, Reb Shimon holds it kosher. Because I darshan it li'achrav. However, Reb Lozer, Reb Shimon darshans it le'fonav. And therefore the etzva goes on the Kabbalah, and the Kabbalah better be a b'yamin. Otherwise it's possible. The second pasuk over here also has the word etzba, but here the etzba is written after nasat al kanis mizbeach. Once again, I darshan it lefonav, that nesina has to be davka be etzba. So maybe the look, and that, which means etzba be amin. Maybe I go also on the earlier part, v'lekachta midam apar, that should also davka be etzba be amin. Says he more no, because I'm a mikra nish lefonav, v'le lefnei fonav. It doesn't go back on the lekachta, it only goes on the nasat. as well as v'loy Akrav. He doesn't learn Akrav like his father Reb Shimon, as well as the Rabbanah that learned both Lefanav uli Akrav. He learns only Lefanav. So bottom line is, we have now a three-way machloikis, how you darshan the psukim when you have such a word in between. According to the Rabbanan, you darshan in both ways, lefan of uli achrav, and that's why both the Kabbalah and the Sina has to be dafka be a min. According to Reb Shimon, I darshan only the achrav, therefore only the Sina has to be a min. But the Kabbalah doesn't have to be a min. According to Reb Shimon, I learned the other way around, that only the Kabbalah has to be a min, but the Sina doesn't have to be a min if it doesn't say the word etzpa twice. The etzpa only goes on the fun of, and doesn't go on the achrav.
Anybody hold his name
You have other gemaras where the gemara says that you have dash both the fun of and the fun of, but that's not here. So gemara vayter omer rabbi baruch chana omer rabbi yoichanan kol mokim shenema etzpa ukahuna eina el yamin. If the Torah uses the expression etzpa and kahuna eina el yamin, you got to use the right finger to the right hand. Kosol kadaitin tar tabinan. By using this expression, Komoka Shinema Etzba Ukuna, it sounds like you have to have both. That it says in the Pasik Koyin, and it says in the Pasik Etzba, then it's Safka Gada Biya Nen. So Kasaka Daitan Tai Tabina. Kirach said, like it says in the Pasik, Veloka Hakoyin, Shtetach Koyin, Midamachat Bedspoy, Shtetach Etzba, Vialav Mimitsoyra, and we learn from Mitsoyra Dechsid, Betoval Hakoyin Etz Etzbo Oy Hayimonis, which we spoke about before. So therefore I learn Etzba, Etzba. And that's how I know it's got to be Davka, the Etzba Hayamin, because it said both Koyin and it said Etzba, and I learned Etzba Etzba with the Gzeir Shova from Mitzay. Faiti more about Kemitza, the Lechsiv Bo Ele Kahuna, it says in the Pasuk, only Koyin, the Kometza Koyin, Mimena Es Askarosa, it doesn't say anything about the word Etzba. Utanan Kometz Bismoyel, it's possible if you do the Kemitza with your left hand, it's if you're right in, it's possible. It only says in the Pasuk the word Kamatz HaKoyin, but it doesn't say the word Etzba, it doesn't say the word Yad, just for Kamatz HaKoyin. Hello, Merova, you're right. Oy Etzba, Oy Kuhuna. When we said at the outset that you have to have Komokim Shinema Etzba Ukuhuna, it meant Etzba or Kuhuna. Not both, but one or the other. As long as it says Koyin, or it says the word Etzba, it's got to be a min. Omer Yabai. When the Kahanim finished with these Rika Sadat, and now we're going to put the Evorim of the Oila on top of the Mizbeach, and they're going up the Kevish, up the ramp. It says, Kahuna Dechsib. The Hikrib HaKoyin, says Koyin. Es HaKoyin Vihikter HaMizbeach, we're being marked to the Evorim on the Mizbeach, so says Koyin. V'yomamat. This lotion of hikrav akoyin is a kav hikrav mizbech exuntai. The hikrav is referring to the hoylochas, the carrying of the avarim up the ramp. Utanan, what does it say in the Mishnah? Haregel shel yamin b'smoyloi ubeis oira lechut. That when the koyin would go and take up the avarim to the top of the mizbeach, you divided it up into a whole bunch of kehanim, 12 altogether. One of them would have the kibud of taking up the head of the oila, as well as one of the four legs of the oila. Four legs, F-O-R-E, and not only F-O-U-R. And therefore, which one should he take up? He's going to take the right foreleg as opposed to the left one. Then the coin after him will take the left one. But he takes the right foreleg. Okay, where does he take this one? He takes it bismoyloi in his left hand. Ubeis oira, and he carries the head of the oil in his right hand, but it shouldn't look so gory for the audience, for the people. He goes and turns the head so that the hair of the head is facing the people, and the mokum hachatach, where they cut the head with the chalif to go and shecht it, that would be towards the kohen, so it shouldn't look so bloody and so gory. Okay, but what do I see from the... Yeah. It's good to nishkid.
It's
always referring to the Rosh. It's not referring to the Rega, it's referring to the Rosh. That the Rosh...
The Rosh Lachut.
Right. The Beis Oira is Lachut, that you don't go and show the Chatach, the Chitach, because that would... But rather that would be towards the Koyim. And the Oir, meaning the outside where it's still covered, the head that you go and show to, that would be sticking out so the other people would see that. Anyway, bottom line is it says the word koyin. And you said before that anytime it says the word koyin, it's got to be biyamin. Yet, this koyin is going and carrying up the regular shel yamin of the animal, b'smoylai, in his left hand. Chulil, you're not allowed to do that. He should have to go twice, or be mechaber another koy. Ev the Gemara ki amrinan oy etzba oy kahuna b'davar ma'akiv kapara dumyin the mitzayr. Just like the mitzayra, you have to go and put all of the nesinas adam as well as the shemen on the behoinois and on the oizen. But if you don't do that, you're not yoytze. It's ma'akiv kapara. Here too, it's got to be dafka where it says koyin or etzba, which is ma'akiv kapara. For instance, by the kabbalah sadam or by the nesinah sadam, zrika sadam. But not if you're talking about the hilochas evorim mekevesh, because when it comes to aktoras evorim, as we've had already a number of times, it's not ma'akiv. And therefore, even though it says by oshem hu, since the whole aktoras evorim is not ma'akiv, the hu is not ma'akiv, and therefore you don't have to have the dafkin right, you can have it even in the left hand. Why? Because the mitzayda, it has to be just like mitzayda, where it's ma'akir kabar, here's not ma'akir kabar. Vekim avari kabbalah. Okay, let's talk about the kabbalah sedam. Dechsib behu kuna. It says the word koyin. V'dem ma'akir bekabarahu. And about this, since we're talking about kabbalah sedam, that's ma'akir kabarah, because without the kabbalah sedam, you don't have the dam to be zayrik. Utanan, kibul bismoil posel for Reb Shimon Machshir. It says Reb Shimon is Machshir. Aye, it certainly says by the Kabbalah Koyin, V'lokach HaKoyin Midam Achatas. Yomit an Etzba, Nishmit an Etzba, B'shev V'lokach HaKoyin. And you just said now, Oi Etzba, Oi Kahuna, the halach is Zafka, got to be Bimin. And here I see Reb Shimon is Machshir, even Bismoil. Every more Reb Shimon Tarti Boi. Reb Shimon Taka needs both. In other words, all of us, we need either Koyin or Etzba, but according to Reb Shimon, you have to have both Koyin and Etzba, both together in the pasuk. If it only says one or the other, you don't have to have Yemin. Ah, right, Gemara, you're saying according to Reb Shimon, Tarti boy, me boy, Reb Shimon, Tarti, what's on you? Reb Shimon, Oymer, Kol Mokim Shinema Yad, Ein El Yemin, Etzba, Ein El Yemin. Oh, so you see that it says etzba alone, it means yamin, because we learned from Mitzoyra, the drasha that we had before. So if that's the case, Zakti Mar, what are you telling me that according to Reb Shimon you have to have both koyin and etzba? I see etzba is already enough. From etzba you learn yamin. Every Mar, etzba loy baye kahuna. Kahuna baye etzba. According to Reb Shimon, the ikar is the word etzba, you don't need koyin. If it says koyin, you still need etzba. Now you start off before you said a kunch of Shimon, you have to have both koyin and etzba. And now the Gemara is saying, well, the ikr is etzba. As long as you have etzba, you don't need koyin. But if it says koyin, you still need etzba. So what do you need koyin for? Just forget about koyin. Wherever it says etzba, a lady to tzimin, because you're telling me if it says koyin, you still need etzba. So then the koyin is limalav lemoyin. And if it just says etzba alone, it's already yamin. So what do you need kuna for? The koyin lamali bikihunan. Kihunan says Rashi means that they have to be wearing the big dekuna, which is like the drasha we had before by Mechusa Begodim, learned from the pasuk that it says, Koyin, that it has to be Dafka Bekihunan, that he's wearing his big dekhunan. By Zrika Zadam, it only says Kahuna, that man, Zorek Bismoil Pasul. Normally by Zrika, doesn't use the word Etzba, because in fact, by Zrika Zadam, you don't have an Etzba. By Zrika Zadam, you just have the Kli, which is being held by the Koyin, and the Koyin gives like a shot, a shos towards the mizbeach, so you don't use an etzba at all. And the Torah only talks about the vizorak akoyin es adam. It doesn't use the expression yad mish etzba. Whereas we call it kosam bu alakuna utanan zarek v'smoil is possible. Okay, but the palag Reb Shimon, the chayy Reb Shimon should go and argue here too, because Reb Shimon should say, well, I always need not only kahuna but also etzba or also yad. And here there's no etzba. Lo yimatzanu yadenu ve'etzbo'enu v'ragleinu v'besmedish. There is no etzba or regal in this passage. It just says koyin. So therefore, a bespoiler should be kosher. Why does Reb Shimon sit silently, which sounds like he holds it as smoil, is taka pasul? It's mashma that Reb Shimon holds it smoil is kosher. Efrimora Omer Abaye. No. It's mashma that Reb Shimon, since Reb Shimon does not argue, it's mashma that he agrees with Tanakamba that the smoil is possible. Why does he hold that the smoil is possible? After all, since it doesn't say etva, it doesn't say yad, it just says coin. According to Reb Shimon, it should be kosher, even bismoil. Omer Abaye. Palig bebraisa. Even though in the Mishnah you don't find him, but in the Braisa you do find Reb Shimon Desanya. Kibul bismoil is possible, Reb Shimon Machshir. That we already had in our Mishnah. But now we continue on. Zorak bismoil posel, Reb Shimon Machshir. So even the Gabbat is Rika, Reb Shimon holds you can go and do with the left hand. Why? Because it only says koyin. It doesn't say yad. It doesn't say etzba. Right, my lechodiyom, but rabba yad lekmitza, regular chalitza, oizen lertzia, lomali. What's the Gemara asking? This yad regular oizen. This is from the pasuk that we quoted before. That we have this extra pasuk legabe the metzora, where the Torah repeats all of those three words once again. Vishtayin pasuk miyaso shemen ashol kapa itan a koin al tenuch oizen hamitari yamanis vaboyin yodai hayimanis vaboyin raglay hayimanis. So I have a repetition in the words oizen, yad, and regel. Each time it says the word yimini, and therefore kol Torah kula you learn yad for hilchas kmitza, regel gabi hilchas chalitza, oizen gabi hilchas ritzia. So therefore, when the koin is doing a kmitza with his yad, it's got to be the right one, because I learned yad from the tzayim. If you're doing a chalitza, the yivama and the yavam, the chotz nala me'ad ragloi, which regel, it's got to be the right one, because I learned regel. Oizen see if you have an Eved Ivri who wants to stick around until the Yovel year, and what do?
The right ear.
You have to use the right ear. Oh, saying it. So if you're ilomali medrava b'chana nafka, there's the rabba b'chana. So the Rabbi Bachana we had before, the Rabbi Bachana says that was the two dots about a third down the Amid, or a quarter down the Amid. Om Rabbi Bachana, Om Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Mokim Shnema Etzpa Ukahuna Eina El Yemin. Aha. So therefore, according to Rabbi Bachana, any time it says, and the Gemara said, Oi Etzpa Oi Kahuna, as long as it says one of the two is enough. So now the question of the Gemara is, why do I need this Yad lekmitza, since by the kmitza it says v'kometa koyin. Any time it says koyin, according to Rabbi Bruchana, koyin or etzba means yamin. So I don't need this drasha now. Yad lekmitza. So the kasha limor is not on the regular, on the oizen. It's only on the yad.
Because of the koyin.
See Rashi three lines on the bottom. Lomali yad lekmitza. But Rabbi Bruchana nafkado kuna ksif, since it says v'kometa koyin. Either koyin, either kahuna, or etzba. I know it's yamin, so I don't need the yad, the kmitza.
But the question is, Rabbi Chana, this is Rav Shimon. This is I don't see the question.
This is Rava.
So these are.
I see. Want to make a machlokes, but he more doesn't want to.
This is a Tana. These are Amoraim. What's the?
Rabbi Bruchan is an Amoraim and Rav is an Amoraim.
Right.
Okay, so you have two Amoraim talking about how you dash in the psukim. So according to Rabbi Bruchan, the way you dash in the pasuk is as long as it says kahuna. It's got to be yamin. Here, Rava says, I learned from yad by kmitza. It's got to be yamin. So, Frey Timori, it's lechoyra. I have now two separate rayas. The kmitza has to be yamin. One Rava Bachan is drasha based on it says kahuna, and one Rava because it says yad. So, Frey Timori, do I really need two drashas? So, yes, the Gemara could answer samachloikis. Rava Bachan holds this way, and Rava holds that way. But as you know, we try not to make machloikis if it's not necessary. We liked it to be a hava ach v'shulam v'rayis v'shin ala elachin, especially since Rava Bachan, especially between Rava and Rava Bachan. So, what do you need two separate psukim for? Everything more chad lekoimitz v'chad lekiddush koimitz. One of the two psukim is telling you the koimitz itself, meaning the kmitza that the koin puts his three fingers in, he takes the kmitza. That's got to be the yad yamin. Number two, what do you do with the kmitza? The kmitza you have to now put into a klisharis. Which klisharis do you put it in? And the klisharis which is being held the yamin, either the same koin or a different koin, he takes the kmitza and he's makadish it by putting it into a klisharis which is being held. Look at the last Rashi, the Kiddush Koimitz, the Klisharis, Shehei Biyamin, Sheyoiches Hakli, Shehu Mekadosh Boy, Biyodrei Hayimanis. If it's exactly the same coin, it would be a little bit difficult, a little bit awkward. If you have two Kahanim, it's much easier. One coin will take the Kmitza. I mean, after by the Shechita and the Kabbalah Saddam, also you have two. Good. So Kmitza, as you know, is Keneged the Shechita. The Kiddush Koimitz, by putting into Klisharis, is just like the Kabbalah Saddam. Fine. So one coin is going to do the Kmitza. The other coin is going to be hold on to the Kli. If he's holding on to the smile, we'll scream at him, Yanko, take the Kli and put it into your right hand. How do I know? Maybe only the Kmitza requires the Yad Yamin. Maybe not the Kabbalah inside the Klisharis. That's why I have two drashas. I have one drasha from Rabbi Bachana and one drasha of Rava. Both of them require the right hand. Well, Reb Shimon the late boy kiddush koimitz. Reb Shimon does not require kiddush koimitz inside a kli. We had this Reb Shimon earlier on in our Masechta, and he based it on a number of psukim. The Gemara is going to bring a pasuk shortly, which state legabi a carbon mincha. It says by a carbon mincha, kodesh kadoshim he kachatas v'cha'ashem. And darshan the Gemara, why does it say kachatas v'cha'ashem? It's kodesh kadoshim versus kachatas v'cha'ashem. So the Gemara is going to darshan boli oiv de biyad oiv de biyamin. Kachatos, bala oiv de bekli, oiv de besmoil kaashim. And from this, Reb Shimon darshins that it doesn't have to be that the kemitza is put inside a kli. You could keep the kemitza in your fingers, you koyin, and just take the kemitza to the mizbeach and do the haktara without putting it inside a kli. And therefore, Reb Shimon, they boy kiddush koymitz. Ulaman diyama, even according to Reb Shimon, that nami boy kiddush koymitz. In other words, is a machloikis from what Reb Shimon holds. We generally hold that according to Reb Shimon, you don't need a klisharis at all to makadish a kmitza. You can just leave it in the fingers of the koyim. But there is another view that holds in Reb Shimon, nami boy kiddush koymitz. You do need a kiddush koymitz. So I bazoi. Zukti Yimora b'smoil achshuri mechshir yad yad rova lomeli. Since according to Reb Shimon, you don't have to have kiddush koymet, you can leave it inside your hand. And even if you hold that you have to have kiddush koymet, you can still use a klisharis b'smoil, which is that drasha that we had before, kachatas ba la'oivda b'kli oivda b'smoil. So we're going to see that in Yimora shortly. So bottom line is, either if Shimon holds you don't need a Kiddush Kli at all, or even if you do need a Kiddush Kli, but the Smoil is also kosher, so Yad Yad Rav Lamali. So what do I need the two drushes for, right? We said one drush, Rabba Baba Chana, that the Kemitz itself has to be made, the Koyin has to be Bimin. That's fine. The Kemitz has to be Biminai. The question about the Kli Charis. So we said that according to Rava, that's why I have the extra drusha Yad Yad, to tell you that the Kiddush HaKoyimitz has to be the Kli Charis Bimin. But according to Reb Shimon, you don't need a kli sharis at all. And even if you do need a kli sharis, according to the second man, the Yomar, but the smile is also good. So what is he going to do with Yad Yad Rav Lamli? If you're talking about the kemitza itself, that's the Rabbi Yehuda Berei Reb Chiya that we said, that you have the drasha from before. The Yom Rabbi Yehuda Berei Reb Chiya, my time the Reb Shimon, what's the basis of Reb Shimon? The Yomakra. It's the pasuk that we quoted before, the Gabi Korbin Mincha. You have the whole quote here, number one. We're talking about the carbon mincha, that it has a din of kodesh kadoshim. It's not kodeshim kalim, it's kodeshim kudoshim, and can only be eaten in the shiore ha-mincha, have to be eaten by the kahanim. It can only be eaten in the azara, you can't eat it in Yerushalayim. So freit ha-himuriyetz, my time with Reb Shimon, what's the basis of Reb Shimon, the yomakra, kodesh kadoshim, he kachatus v'chashim, boli oiv de biyad, oiv de biyamin. If you want to go and take the Karban Mincha and be Oyved Biyad, meaning you don't want to put in the Kli Sharis, you want to leave it in your fingers, fine. But make sure you do it Biyamin. Kachatas. Just like by Chatas, where it said in the Pasuk, the Etzboi, and it has to be Dafka, Etzboi HaYamanis, like we had before. But Oyved Bikli, if you want to go and put the Kmitza inside a Kli Sharis, you don't have to put in the Kli Sharis, according to the top Mandiyama. Like boy. And according to the second Mandiyama, you can if you want to, you don't have to, you know. Anyway, boil the oiv de b'kli, decide you want to put in the kli, oiv de b'smoil, you can go and do it b'smoil, ki oshim, just like by an oshim, because oshim, it doesn't say in the word anywhere in the Torah, any hakpada of yamin. So bottom line is, zhok de yamara, I want to understand the kodesh Reb Shimon, what do I need now the yad, yad, the kmitza for to go and tell you yamin? There is no din of kiddush kmitza b'kli. It's like, tzricha, my nitzricha, el le koymitz minchas choyte. Oh, it's coming to tell you the God of the kmitza of a minchas choyte. What's my minchas choyte? So, good night, I'm in a hoil, the Yom Reb Shimon. Shalom, yehei, kabonai, mehudar. Everybody knows minchas choyte is the third level of a person who's bringing a chatas oile v'yoyred. Why do you bring a chatas oile v'yoyred? Either because of shvuas eidus, or shvuas bitoy, or tumas mikdash v'kadoshev. If he did those things v'shoigig, he has to go and bring a chatas oile v'yoyred. What's chatas oile v'yoyred? If he's a rich person, he brings a kizba seira. Not so rich, he brings tzvai oifelach. And if he happens to be very poor, he has to go and bring a minchas choyte. Now this minchas choyte, it says in the Torah b'feirish, le'yosem alei ha-shemen, le'yitem alei ha-levoina. Don't put shemen levoina. And the Gemara asks, "Choyte diskar." If he happens to be a regular person and you bring a mincha, you have to add shemen levoina because this guy is a choyte. You shouldn't bring shemen levoina. He saves money. The Gemara says the reason is because shloye karbonei muhuder. After all, he did an aveda. Shvus abitu, shvus aedis, mincha shkadoshev. If he's going to go and bring in a mincha and put on shemen levoina, he's going to go outside and going to say everybody, oh. Did you see what a beautiful mimcha, the levoina? Ah, what a radiant smell it was, gewaldig. Can I put shemen on? Ah, and what is gemisht and believe them at yitzikah and yamach. So he's going to consider himself a ganze yachsin, and the problem is he did a chat. So therefore the Torah says, don't put on a levoina, don't put any shemen, to go and teach him a lesson. Mister, you're not such a grosa knacker. So I might have thought, you toned it down, exactly. So I would think, so what happens if you went and did the kmitza b'smoil? Because anyway, you don't want it to be on its mahadrim and a mahadrim. You don't want it to be mahudrim. So maybe we should go and do it b'smoil to go and show that this is not a carbon mahudra, this is a secondary type of mincha, of carbon, and therefore tiskasher, kamash malon. That's why I need the extra yad the kemitza. Not to go and tell you the kiddush koimit inside a kli, because remember, according to Rav Shimon, you don't even need the kiddush koimit, but what it's coming to tell you is that in a case where you brought a minchas choytei, and you're doing the kemitza, not only by all minochas you have to have the kemitza be yad yamin, because that I already learned from the koyin mit the etzba, or in the yad, but also this extra yad, the kemitza comes to tell you that even by the minchas choytei, it also has to be yamin.